Are you okay? I almost whisper. I shouldn't be calling her. Everything inside me tells me that I'm the one who's mad. What does she have to be mad about? But still, she remains silent. 4 months ago, I really liked her. 2 months ago, I thought she might be the one. This isn't my fault. I swallow through the sandpaper in my throat. Don't go somewhere you can't come back from just to prove something to yourself, I tell her, or to get back at me. The video was a shit move, putting me on blast when she knows I'm not hooking up with anyone else, even though she didn't say my name, is childish. As if people aren't talking about me enough. They know who she's referring to. But I know what she's really doing, and I don't want her to fuck someone and regret it. Are you safe?
You're not my brother, she spits out. Act like my boyfriend and get jealous.
I lower the volume on the screen, but I let it repeat over and over again, watching him do all the things to her that I did with her, the only difference being he probably didn't stop like I did. Are you with him now? I ask.
Are you with her?
It's not like that, I snap, spinning around from the video and pacing the room. There are so many other things going on that you don't...
I blew him.
I stop, falling silent. Images of him getting her like that flash in my mind, and I grip the phone so tightly I hear it crack.
I kept expecting him to stop me like you always do.
She speaks softly, clear and steady, like she wasn't drunk at all last night and meant to do everything she did.
But he just gripped my hair harder and shoved himself down my throat again and again, Hawk.
I don't breathe.
I liked it, she whispers, and I hear the smile in her voice.
I have nothing to say. Am I really that mad? Is that what this is? This brick turning in my stomach? Did I want her back? I let her go weeks ago, knowing she'd find someone else eventually. Does it just hurt more than I thought it would?
You know why I'm telling you this, Skylar says. Because I know it's safe with you. You won't tell anyone. You won't shame me on social media. You're a perfect gentleman, which is why I feel like I've dodged a bullet.
She laughs a little.
Your fucking would have been so polite. I'm glad I realized now how boring you would be in bed.
I close my eyes, the line of girls all through high school piling up to this fucking cherry on top. Every single one who wondered what was wrong with them when I didn't try, bitter when I stopped, and some unapologetically toxic when I said no. By my senior year, they stopped blaming themselves and started laughing together about it. I look over my shoulder, watching her on his lap just like she was on mine last month, and knowing she wouldn't have given him the time of day if I'd given her what she wanted. And yet, I taunt, finally finding my voice, I'm the one you want, aren't I? She's quiet for a moment, but then finds her words.
I did.
The corners of my lips turn up in a smile, and I walk back to the monitors, watching him, but seeing myself. Seeing myself holding someone I can't let go of. I think about sex, I say softly. All the time. I want it. I close my eyes again, going deep into that fantasy. I want to be in a dark place with someone, I tell her. A tight space, touching her and not being able to put two words together because I can't see anything else but her. My breathing turns shallow again, and blood rushes to my groin. She's got me on a leash. Time freezes. I need it, again and again. The warmth between her legs, her mouth. I wet my lips. How every inch of her body is pressed against mine, and still I need her closer. She sucks in a breath, and I grow harder. I want it so bad.
Me too, she murmurs.
Pull up your shirt. She hesitates.
He's sleeping next to me.
I smile again. Pull up your shirt. I hear her swallow.
Kay,
she whispers.